101.5 FM, 720 AM. KDON, the talk of Las Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
One full hour of wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
All right, everybody. Let's lighten the mood around here a little bit, KDON. 101.5 FM, 720 AM. And DeFalco's got the TV on. I've got my computer on. Joe, what's going on, you future Stars of Wrestling King, you?
Well, I decided I didn't really want to watch WWE, so I'm watching that New Japan main event.
Really?
Yeah, AJ and Nakamura.
Oh, there you go.
Instead of two mid-carders in WWE.
You know, that's sad that I did not pick that up, but I do apologize. Shinsuke looked pretty excited coming out here because he was actually going to get to wrestle.
Yeah, it won't last long.
All right.
Well, of course, boobies when you need them.
Well, we have the number one professional wrestling show on our Saturday night edition, Joe DeFalco. And if you don't know what's going on right now, the Royal Rumble is on. We've got the last match of the night. The men's Royal Rumble match is underway. So we're going to get to comment on this as it goes along. We had AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura kicking things off in the number one and the number two spots. Of course, 30 wrestlers will get their shot to get into this match, and the winner of it goes to WrestleMania to challenge the champion of their choice.
Wow.
And you know, Austin Theory just entered the ring, so we now have three people in there. Long way to go on this one, Joe, but you know, we talked on Sunday last week about the possibility of Lesnar getting involved in this, losing his title. We're halfway home, brother.
Well, actually, I'm going for the trifecta because I gave everybody the mortgage closure, and I said, take Ronda Rousey at 18-1, and you guys were like, she's not even in the match. I said, if she's in the match, she's going to win. So, you should have put money on it. I should have. I ended up looking earlier today, and she went from plus 1,800 to minus 250.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Yeah, they made the announcement. They made the announcement that she was, the word got out that she was going to be in the Rumble, of course, on Monday. So, and we do the show on Sunday, so we really couldn't get to.
So there you go. I could have popped a hunchy on it, and I would have been plus 1,800 for the day.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been bad. So,
you know, and then I could have took also, I said Rollins was not going to lose the match. I didn't think he might win the title, but I knew he was going to win. So I could have been like 4-for-4 today if Lesnar comes out now.
Yeah, good job, sir. That's why you run a wrestling promotion. So good work. Man. Good work to you. Well, Robert Roode is now heading into the ring to join the party.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try not to.
I have 8 seconds to go. What is Peacock on the delay?
Well, I will remember that just not to screw you up. So,
okay.
But
said Roode, I'm like, Rick Roode, I don't think he's going to be there.
No, that's kind of impossible, which is sad. But
yeah, it would be awesome if he was. But
oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, let's talk a little bit about those earlier matches while the things are starting to get warmed up here in the men's match. Of course, we had Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins earlier to kick off the show. Rollins gets a DQ victory as Roman would not obey the referee's instructions while he had him in a submission lock. And Rollins gets the win, no title though, and Roman Reigns seemed to be cracking a little bit in that match. I didn't like the end. I liked the idea of the end, but I didn't like it. I didn't when Charles Robinson actually had Rollins' hand when he was trying to reach for the rope and he grabbed it and picked it up. He dropped it on the rope, so that forced a break, and then Roman's wouldn't let go, and that was it. But you know, I thought it was a decent idea, but I didn't like the execution on that, Joe.
I like that. Again, I know where they were going with it. I didn't care for it, but that's why obviously they put it on first.
Yeah, and I think part of the sequencing was, too, that, you know, if they, you know, like what we had speculated about Lesnar getting screwed over by the Bloodline, you couldn't do that first because then Lesnar would be looking for revenge in the next match. So you had to put the Reigns match on first. But you know, I thought some clever stuff in there. Rollins coming out in the Shield outfit, you know, and the music, which was pretty cool. You know, I really thought those guys did a great job overall in that match. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate him ripping off Jeff Jarrett at GCW last week, but other than that, it was all right.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all. And Ridge Holland is now on his way to the ring. He's the fifth entrant into this year's Royal Rumble. And he is going after Austin Theory. All right, good for him. And then, of course, we had the Women's Royal Rumble match. And, you know, and like I said, Ronda Rousey, I think if we'd have all known on Sunday that she was going to be in the match, I think everybody would have picked that. But, you know, I thought the match was okay, but just a little sloppy. I just saw some bad spots all over the place.
It was horrendous.
Okay, you said it.
You're being kind.
I'm trying. But yeah, you know the one.
As I was watching the Women's Rumble, I was talking to my son. I actually had a different idea because you know you got to have the women's title matches. I said what needs to happen is Baszler needs to throw out Rousey, and then they could have that big MMA style match. And they can let the, you know, the women's championship be decided. Or, you know, there's three left. Baszler tosses Rousey, and then Baszler gets tossed. But at least it would set up the two friends. You know, that would have been the story I would have went with myself at that point.
Yeah, they did tease Shayna Baszler, of course, was also an MMA fighter, getting in there and hooking it up with Rousey. But every time they tried, they got interrupted. But it was... The one veteran that stood out to me, and it was funny because if you remember a few weeks ago on SmackDown, they featured Lita going after Charlotte Flair. But Michelle McCool was the one that I thought looked pretty good. A lot of the rest of them, but Michelle McCool did a pretty good job. You know, did you pick up on that?
Well, I'm not sure why you didn't put over Melina's 35-second appearance.
Well, there was a reason for that.
She had a very impressive 34 seconds, I'll tell you that.
She was excited to be there, though.
You know, instead of being on, what, the NWA in front of 47 people?
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, you don't like the NWA, do you?
No, they just try to put the – it isn't like I dislike them. It's like their programming is where they're on. They want to talk as like they're one of the elite companies, and they're just not.
Yeah, fair enough. Montez Ford has entered the ring. No eliminations. Nobody got eliminated yet, I don't believe. But we are at number 7. That'll be coming up here in a little bit. So just keeping an eye on what's going on the Royal Rumble men's match tonight and talking about what has happened so far. But with Ronda Rousey moving forward, you know, should be pretty exciting. But, you know, I know the rumor has it that she's been wanting to wrestle Becky Lynch, but you know, obviously they left her and Charlotte in at the end of that match. Who do you think she challenges, really, or do we get the WrestleMania 3-way rematch?
I don't think they do on that. And again, there was nothing she could do with Becky Lynch because she wrestled earlier. So I mean, whatever, she wrestled later, and she wasn't in the match, so they couldn't really set that up. They have time because now she gets to pick and choose where she wants to go. So. You know, there's so many combinations of things that have been done already. So, you know, that's a fresh matchup. You know, Rousey got a huge pop when she came out, as always. Brock Lesnar got a huge pop. And, you know, people question. Now you know. You watch this show, you understand why they pay Lesnar the big bucks, and they obviously paid Rousey the big bucks. You know, the most dangerous woman in the world, I thought Amanda Nunes was coming out, but she didn't. And Ronda Rousey showed up, and you know her tail end of her MMA career was horrendous.
Yeah.
But you know, she transitioned really well, did a great job, and she got the people behind her. So you know, again, as old as we say Vince is, and outdated, and needs to move on. you know, he was right on the money on Rousey and then keeping to pay Lesnar.
Yeah, I think Ronda's got to shake off some ring rust, though. I there were some good things she did in there, but there were some bad things that she did in there, and it's got to be tough for her, you know, being as good of an MMA fighter as she was to hold back when she's firing punches and stuff, because you can just
but that makes it look worse.
Yeah, it just didn't look. I mean, it's just like she's just firing a few fists in there that weren't landing. You could tell, and it was just. Yeah, she's got some work to do, that's for sure.
Yeah. But again, it's a rumble. You're throwing people out. It's like, what are you really going to do? But the main focus is on her. And all those punches was just like, ugh, enough already.
Yeah. Sami Zayn has entered the ring. Damian Priest also in there as well. As we continue on with the Men's Royal Rumble going on right now.
Yes, so, I think Sami Zayn is going to win so he can go to the Elimination Chamber and wrestle in Saudi Arabia.
Which can't happen. We all know that. But maybe we'll get a Johnny Knoxville match out of it. You never know.
Maybe.
If you didn't know, Johnny Knoxville from the Jackass TV show and movies is in this match at some point. So we will be seeing Johnny Knoxville, who's been having some trouble with Sami Zayn as this thing is going along.
And after what happened, I think they should have had Wee Man cost Lesnar the match. That would have been more fun.
Oh, and speaking of, I think you're okay. Speaking of Wee Man, Johnny Knoxville is getting ready to enter a WWE ring with
next?
Wee Man.
We're gonna have Kevin Federline.
Jeez, don't. Somebody ought to wash your mouth out with soap, Joe DeFalco.
There he is.
Oh boy, here we go. Johnny Knoxville.
He's got the whole crew. There's Wee Man.
Yeah, he brought the gang out. So Johnny Knoxville is in the ring and going after Sami Zayn and pointing at the WrestleMania sign.
I think they should have Bam Margera hide under the ring and throw him out.
Oh, my God. AJ Styles is not appreciative of Johnny Knoxville's shtick here. But, hey, you know, but the one thing you can say about Johnny Knoxville is he is a legitimate tough guy. I mean, You can't say that he's like a Drew Carey type. At least you know Knoxville has taken his lumps over the years.
Is he that old with his white hair?
Yeah. Oh, ooh, that had to hurt. But anyway, so like I said, Men's Royal Rumble match going on. And of course, this is the Mark Hoke Show, Saturday night edition, the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. And we have Joe DeFalco of Future Stars of Wrestling also on the line with us.
Oh,
and
that was a good forearm right there.
Yeah. Here's something coming, too.
Oh. Got a new name for your show, by the way.
Uh-oh. What?
Saturday Night Live, brother.
Oh, I don't... Is anybody using that right now?
I don't think so. No. If they are, it's a show that nobody cares about anymore. So.
Yeah, it's not being used well. We'll say that. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, but I'm a little enthralled here. And...
This is cruel and unusual punishment.
I'll wait 10 seconds before I say what I'm going to say. Because I know you're behind me.
Yeah, that's okay. I saw the splash. So
Johnny Knoxville has been eliminated, and Sami Zayn eliminated right behind him. AJ Styles hangs in there. So there you go. So the Knoxville Zayn feud, at least for now, is over. All right. Now another match that happened on the card tonight. While we're waiting to see who's coming into the ring, looks like And the Street Profits will be together. So a little tag team matching going on. The Becky Lynch Doudrop match. I know we're going to talk about this more tomorrow on the show at 8 a.m., but I do want to get your thoughts on that, because honestly, I thought it was a pretty decent match. Doudrop did what she needed to do and, you know, didn't do a Nia Jax and hurt anybody. So, you know, big plus there.
You know what? I watched that match and listening to the crowd reaction, I think it was difficult, because not that she was horrible or she did anything like that. I just think that nobody believed there was a chance for her to win in any way. So I think it took away from any of the good offense that she did have. So,
yeah, that was that's the one thing that I was producing a show while that was going on. So I didn't get to hear a lot of the crowd reaction, but just watching the wrestling, I mean, she's been around for a while, and you know, she knows what she's doing in the ring. And, you know, I thought that, she and Becky put together a solid match. You know, I said, you know, maybe the crowd was dead. But, you know,
yeah,
but
and that's the thing. Because and that's no fault of the wrestlers. It's the fault of the fact that, you know, you got to get into it. You got to be engaged. And nobody was really engaged in Doudrop winning the belt off her. So.
And business is about to pick up here in the Royal Rumble. Now know why there weren't many eliminations, because Omos is headed to the ring, the 7-foot-plus tall Nigerian giant is coming to the ring.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is going to be
interesting. The second coming of Great Khali.
Oh, this is, yeah, I don't know what to say, but I have a feeling some people are going to get thrown around here very shortly as the Royal Rumble continues. And, yeah, almost knocked somebody down. There we go. And, yeah, there we go. There's another knockdown. All right. Stand there and let everybody run into you. That's a good strategy. All right. Yeah, but I think the future for Doudrop, and I wish they'd change her name back to Piper Niven or, you know, something. But, I think she counted herself well tonight. And, you know, I think she'll get another chance at some point.
Some point, but the thing is, one thing I did watch was, especially with the Rumble, it's like there's so much, I wouldn't say diversity, it's just everybody, there's so much difference in everybody that nowadays everybody has to have that certain gimmick and that have a character, and you know, everybody's got to be as different as possible, that they're trying to create like their own entities of each individual, you know, superstar, the way they dress and the way they do stuff, which is a lot different than they did in the past.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and unfortunately, the storytelling just hasn't been real good, and so it's, you know, it's leaving some things lacking. So, wow, almost has eliminated Montez Ford this early. I think that's a little bit of a shock. I thought Montez Ford will get a little deeper run in here, but he's about to get replaced by Ricochet. So we'll trade some interchangeable parts on that one. So we are at number 12 on the Men's Royal Rumble match. Don't know if this will be over by the time we get done, but we'll see what happens. Then, of course, we had the let's do the Miz Edge or the Miz Maurice Edge Beth Phoenix match. You know, once again, you know, I thought it was a pretty serviceable match. They did some pretty fun spots in there. You know, you would expect
that. I couldn't deal with Beth Phoenix's hair.
You know, what is up with that?
Holy cow.
I hate to be someone that picks on fashion styles and stuff like that with the ladies, but yeah, they were trying to look like they were being called, billed as the grit couple going into that against the
It. When did that come about, by the way?
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago, if I remember right.
Oh.
But yeah,
gotcha.
Beth's hair. You know, I was just sitting there thinking, you know, those, and not to bust on Edge and Beth Phoenix, but it just reminded me of the Flintstones. It really did. I'm like, I was waiting for her to come out of the cave and clobber a woolly mammoth or something.
And like I said, if they were going to do the finish that we knew they were going to do, go home happy, big show, Miz and Maurice are going to lose, and that Beth Phoenix first match back. Well, couldn't have Edge lost the singles match, and because of the fact that Maurice got involved, that's what brought in Beth Phoenix, instead of he wins anyway.
Yeah.
And then they win again. So, you know, the one good thing about it is I'm pretty certain we're not going to ever see another Miz Edge match.
Yeah, hopefully that's done. I would think that should happen.
It's Shorty G.
Oh, God. Thank God they got rid of that name, because Chad Gable is a good wrestler. Of course, Gable, a former Olympian, and he has hit the ring, and he is rounding everybody up to go after Omos, and they're attacking him one at a time.
Good. Get him out of there.
They send Damian Priest after him. Let's see how this turns out. And Priest just got clobbered. But why? You know, this is like a bad kung fu movie right now. You have the good guy who's got eight bad guys flying around, and they go after him one at a time.
Oh, right. Is he the good guy almost?
Well, I'm just trying to parallel for everybody out there. So,
right. But
yeah.
So who do you root for? You got a couple guys people like. Most people don't like against the guy that they don't like.
Yeah, now they have revised their strategy after Damian Priest has been knocked out. And see who's hitting the ring. That entrant will not be helpful in this scenario. In all probability, Dominic Mysterio has hit the ring. All right.
So what? I'm wondering, are you watching on Peacock too?
Yes, I'm watching on Peacock. I'm on an internet feed, so I might be a little faster now.
Yeah, it could be because I paused it for 1 second earlier, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Well, and...
My good buddy, Dominic.
Yes, he's... Wow, I'm way ahead of you. Holy cow.
He just came out. That's what I'm saying.
I'll have to be really careful on that because something just happened. But, yeah, that should end that feud. Now, of course, then the screw job happened. And as Brock Lesnar loses the WWE title to Bobby Lashley, got a ref bump, so the referee gets knocked out, and Roman Reigns hits the ring, takes out Lesnar, and Lashley gets a cover eventually and wins that match in the WWE title. So, Joe, we kind of had that one pegged. Lesnar loses the belt. Now the question is, will he show up later here tonight? But your reaction to Bobby Lashley as the new WWE champion?
Well, they didn't really do him any favors. You know, Lesnar had a 10 count to pin him and needed Reigns and Paul Heyman to beat him. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, but, and again, it's wrestling. So tomorrow, Lashley's going to come out. MVP will cut a good promo. And nobody will talk about how, you know, Lashley really shouldn't have won the match and blah, 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 blah. You know, they got to where they had to get to. I'm not sure why they even needed to do that, to put the belt on Lesnar and take it off Lesnar for Lashley. It's kind of like they kind of really just fast-forwarded anything that they were going to do with Lashley and Lesnar. To where it's like, okay, we're going to just move forward and go back to Lesnar and Reigns, which we've seen, you know, on numerous occasions. So,
well, and you kind of figured something was coming with that because, you've been building towards Lesnar Reigns all this time. And if somebody else would win the Royal Rumble, they're going to get the title shot. So it would ended up essentially, you know, in all probability, making that a three-way match if both those guys were champions. So you couldn't have that. So that's kind of why we're expecting Lesnar to win this thing tonight.
My guy Ricochet. My guy Ricochet needs to like let the contract expire and get out of there. Get tossed by Happy Corbin. Get out of here.
Yes, that is sad. But we did lose almost, by the way, as AJ Styles dove into the pile and. Almost is out. So the Chad Gable revised strategy worked. I could have told him that and saved Damian Priest, but, you know, that's all right. Maybe that worked out better for him. But, of course, the Royal Rumble men's match is going on right now as we speak, and as one of these gentlemen will be getting a shot at the champion of their choice. This is if you don't have Peacock, well, you know, and you want to watch WWE, you kind of need to. But it is airing on Peacock right now. As, of course, we are on the Mark Hoke Show with Joe DeFalco of Future Stars of Wrestling and myself. I'm Mark Hoke. Thanks for being with us tonight. We got another half hour coming up of wrestling excitement. And Dominic is Eastwah. Happy Quarterman has eliminated another person. By the way, that Ricochet bump didn't look good. Looked like he got hurt over there. But we are going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more coverage of the Royal Rumble and a lot more when we return. Bodies flying everywhere. It's unbelievable. God, that, you know, this is why the Royal Rumble's fun.
Mysterio's gone.
He is out of there. All right. So stick around, everybody. We'll be back on the Mark Hoke Show. Appreciate you joining us here tonight in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
All right, and we are back on the Mark Hoke Show. Amazing hour of professional wrestling news and entertainment. And, of course, the Royal Rumble men's match is going on right now as we speak.
Yeah, so, with a bunch of jabronis in the ring, NAJ Styles.
Currently in the ring, and I'm sorry, Joe, I may have to spoil this for you. In the ring, Sheamus, Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, Rick Boogs. I'll just say Riddle is headed to the ring at this point. I don't think that'll hurt your feelings too much.
And they cost AJ Styles.
And AJ Styles, yes, has been eliminated.
Thank you. You know, Rick Boogs, you've got to win it all.
Boogs doing some impressive press slams, but so Riddle is, and Dolph Ziggler, excuse me, that was the name that I was forgetting there. And they gave Riddle the chance.
Big Bully Busick.
I'm sorry?
Remember Big Bully Busick?
Oh, yeah.
That's who Rick Boogs reminds me of.
You know, that is not a bad comparison. I will give you that one, Joe. Let me ask you this, give you a little chance to show your expertise. What goes into setting up a match like the Royal Rumble? So you get everybody together and say, this is what we're going to do. How do you organize something like this that really is incredibly chaotic?
It is, but you basically pair it off into sections. So, you know, every year we have our specialty show. It's called Against All Odds. We do it a little differently. So we usually kind of open the show with it because the winner doesn't get to pick when he's going to, like at WrestleMania. What we do is it's called Against All Odds. Not only do you have to beat 29 other guys technically, you will then have to beat the champion in the main event that night. So, you know, it's about positioning, who you want to use moving forward. You know, it's almost like a chessboard. You know, you got your pawns, the guys that are going to go in there, they're going to make other guys look good. Then there's going to be the setups of who you want to start early and last a really long time. So in defeat, they're looking like, you know, they've made a difference. And, you know, then you kind of wrap it up. And that's why it's usually at the end you're going to see, you know, the main eventers. You know, imagine if those were the final six, who would watch it?
Yeah.
You know, but you have to get to 30 people. So 30 people, Drew is back. All right.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil that for you, sir. But Drew McIntyre, the neck injury appears to be okay because he is in the middle of the Royal Rumble. Ooh, nice head.
I would have bet him for that 10 or 12 to 1 because I don't see you other than Lesnar, because I saw the odds where AJ and Big E were like the top three or four with Reigns.
Yeah, that's so correct. All right. And McIntyre is doing some damage. And we'll just, I don't ruin it for you, but Drew McIntyre has just cleaned out Jabroni Hall.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have helped turn Drew's career around when he worked for us that one time.
Yeah, there you go. Good work.
Yes.
Yeah, but that is fascinating how you coordinate all this. So you said you put it together in sections as it goes along.
Right.
So explain that a little bit more for people who may not understand. Yeah, you know, how the, you know, like, because for a Royal Rumble type match, you have 30 people that come in that are going into this match at intervals of, you know, 30 or 60 seconds or, you know, or so on.
Yeah, we usually do about a minute because it's going to be long enough. We don't do the 90. But what we like to do is we start it off with two guys who can really go a little, since they're going to get that minute to do some cool things that normally in a battle royal you're not going to be able to do because there's just too many guys in there. The ring's full. Whatever, you can't do a lot of, moves. You know, it's a lot of punch, kick. So you try to get two of your better or an up-and-coming wrestler that you want to spotlight a little, and they can come out first or second. Usually you want one of the more popular or the more hated wrestler as the opposite guy, you know. And then, like I said, you mix and match. You find the guys that are just going to be in the match to not last more than, you know, a minute or two, just so you can put over, you know, the strong guys, like what they did with Almost. They bring him in there, they let him shine, they let him throw out some people, and then, you know, they gang up on him and toss him, you know. And when you're down to that final six or seven, you know, now you look at it, and it's like, in reality, when you have your final six or seven, you shouldn't be surprised of four or five of those guys being the winner. There's always that wild card, like in the women's one. Like, you knew Lita wasn't going to win, but they're going to put her in there and put her in a good position because she's a legend, you know. And, you know, they're not going to put Mickie James over Lita because Mickie James is the Impact champion. So they're going to let Mickie James do well, but they're going to make sure the WWE legend is, you know, higher up the food chain than the Impact champion.
Yeah, that was interesting. By the way, I just have to say, if for those that don't know, Riddle wrestles barefoot. And I think for the first time, Kevin Owens stomped on his bare foot. It's about time. Thank you, KO. Very nice.
Right, now you look in the ring and it's like, well, Drew could win this. Kevin Owens can win this. You know, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think he won't, but I wouldn't be shocked if Riddle won, because he's a guy that's really ready to get pushed as a monster, you know, baby face, to where he can get put into that mix of a title run. And of course, Ray's going to be one of the most popular guys that's going to be there, you know, but, you know, he's had his time. You know, it's going to be which one of the young bloods do they really want to get behind. It doesn't have to be a young blood. It could be, like I said, a Kevin Owens. But we're pretty certain that it's going to be kind of like, okay, it's Brock Lesnar, yippee-yahoo.
Now, and I did want to ask you about the Mickie James situation. And for those that don't know, Mickie James is the current women's champion on Impact. So she's not in the WWE, of course, but does have the WWE history. And she came in, and they had the graphic up with her as the Impact Women's Champion. They let her wear the belt. You know, were you a little surprised that they went that far with that, or you know, was that a good thing?
She's a legend. She was with the WWE for 75% of her long career. You know, if they put a spotlight on somebody like Britt Baker or Thunder Rosa or something like that, especially Britt Baker, then I'd be stunned. You know what I mean? But, nah, not with Mickie James. You know, she's been there forever. So everybody knows her. She's held the women's championship tons of time. They needed some women, as we saw out of the 30 people in there. You know, some of them were rough, man. First time I really watched Tamina is rough in there, you know?
Yeah, some of those women did not have a good performance tonight. It was pretty disappointing. You know, and if you're going to bring back legends, you know, bring them back so that they're in a position where they can actually look good, because most of them did not. I mean, even Lita was not, to me, wasn't up to snuff. She did not look good in there either.
Even Molly.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the best one tonight, and I'll just say it again, was Michelle McCool. She looked fantastic.
Yeah, the ivory thing was kind of like awkward for me.
So that was strange. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm sorry, but Kofi Kingston.
His feet hit.
Oh.
Kofi's feet hit. They're going to try to do, they always do that Kofi spot.
Yeah. Wow, that Kofi spot was not good. Ouch. All right. So, of course, the Royal Rumble is going on right now, and we're on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDWN 101.5 FM, 720 AM, the talk of Las Vegas. And in the ring remaining, of course, like I said, the men's match is going on right now. We've got Sheamus, Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Rey Mysterio Jr. I think I'm missing one of the.
Yeah, and the question becomes, was Kofi supposed to be eliminated there, or was he supposed to make that save that he usually does?
Well, that did not look like a really pleasant call, to say the least, so. And Otis is on his way to the ring. So you got, he'll be the seventh man left there at number 25. And still waiting for a few surprise entrants. But,
yeah, you know, forget about the forbidden door. There wasn't much of a forbidden door.
No, absolutely not.
You know, Mickey James, like I said, if they shock you and put in somebody who was a champion somewhere like Moose, not to say he's not coming out, but I'm pretty sure he's not. Now, that would surprise me. Somebody that's never been in WWE, that's a champion somewhere, they give him the pop, they give him the rub. But so far, we've seen pretty much nothing. No Asuka, you know, a lot of...
Yeah, Bayley didn't make it back either tonight.
Yeah, you know, Drew might be the biggest surprise because we didn't expect him to be there.
Yeah, from what I'd heard, he was still recovering from that neck injury. So he was not, at least I'd heard, he wasn't going to be back tonight, but there he is going at it. So 7 people in the Rumble. They are at number, just did enter at number 25, so we've got 5 spots to go as the action continues from St. Louis on the road to WrestleMania.
5 more spots. We know Lesnar gets one of them.
I forgot. Yeah, and I don't have the list in front of me, so I wouldn't be able to check them off and see. Plus, no. I'm trying to produce a show, too, so that makes it a little more difficult.
Excuses. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got one New Day getting replaced by another. Here's Big E's getting ready to roll on in here.
There you go. He's actually the last favorite remaining.
I think so. So we'll see who else shows.
Odd. Like after what they did with him, I don't see him being in the title picture.
No, but it was interesting if you didn't see that they have apparently moved him over to SmackDown. So
you
kind of wonder if they're making plans for him because, of course, the SmackDown roster is pretty depleted on the. On the good guy side, so.
Well, I think it's more of they need New Day to win the tag titles and with the Usos 100 times each. So with Woods being out, they just moved them over.
Yeah, it's a long way to go.
And no explanation. It was like we just had a draft. He went over there. You know, they went over there, and now it's like, he's back. Oh, why is he back? Oh, because we said so.
You know, and we talked about that when the WWE draft happened, that – it is the WWE draft is such a joke and it's so outdated and you know, everybody just gets shifted around anyway. And they really should just have one, you can have the multiple shows, but just have everybody together and put on, you know, your best people and go for it. But, Rey Mysterio just took a
look at Sheamus. He's not the guy who was a multi-time champion. They found a way to make him pretty much obsolete also.
Yeah. And it's kind of a shame because there's a lot of good people in WWE that they haven't used. And this gentleman was reported to be at the show. I saw it today. And he is headed to the ring.
Oh, I don't know who it is.
It is.
I got 8 seconds still.
It is Latin singing sensation Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, who had his amazing night at WrestleMania last year, teaming with Damian Priest, and now Bad Bunny is duking it out with the boys.
That's exciting. See, that's great. I don't care if he can wrestle or not. He did great things in the match. He really worked. You know, he was so respectful. He loves the business. You know, and he had a good match.
He did.
Just like Pat McAfee, you know. Pat McAfee should be in there.
You know, I'm waiting for Corey Graves to... Whoa! Oh, the Bunny Man! The Bunny Man is hopping, and I'm just gonna let it there. But you know, Corey Graves has apparently been cleared. That'd be kind of fun to see him pop out.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, come on, that'd be cool.
I'd rather see McAfee.
I probably would too, but you know, Graves, of course, was an NXT Tag Team Champion, was kind of on his way up, and then had that terrible injury, and he hasn't wrestled since. So,
you kidding me? Canadian Destroyer from Bad Bunny. I mean, a Mexican Destroyer from Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is on a roll. Wow. So get out your rap albums, kids, and celebrate.
Oh, there you go. Skin in the cat.
Maybe Bad Bunny is going to be headed to WrestleMania. Interesting.
We got a new feud for WrestleMania.
Pretty interesting. Wow.
It writes itself when they write it that way.
All right. And, of course, once again, the Royal Rumble is going on as we speak. Probably will not get to the end of it before the show, which is kind of a shame.
I just want to know who that fan is that's attacking Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah, good point. But the Bunny Man is, wow. Joe, I'm going to let you react. I know I'm ahead of you, so I'm gonna stop for a minute.
I got you. You know, that's the one good thing. We'll at least get to all 30 participants before it's off the air. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know? Oh, he made the tag. He made a tag in.
Yeah. Well, he's Bad Bunny. Let's see. What do we have here?
Oh, there is
someone headed into the ring. Uh-oh. And I didn't have the music or I would have known who that was. This is interesting.
Bunny.
Shane McMahon.
Oh, I heard that rumor.
Is hitting the ring. Wow. That's a little bit of an interesting choice to throw into the Royal Rumble. Oh, and he's going right back after Kevin Owens. They had a feud a while ago. Wow. So Shane McMahon.
I'll tell you what, though. Shane doesn't look like he's 50 years old. I'll tell you that.
No.
He's not aged, that guy. You know, when Vince signed the deal with the devil, he included Shane for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. But Shane keeps himself in pretty good shape. I mean, and when he does wrestle, I mean, he does a great job. Oh! You got to be kidding me. Well, Joe, our secondary pick is gone. Yeah, we had a secondary pick on the show last week, other than Brock Lesnar. But Shane McMahon has eliminated Kevin Owens.
Uh-oh.
So,
I'm watching it right now as it happens.
Oh.
Ugh.
Ugh. I'm nauseated. I'm really nauseated.
See, imagine if the final two were, like, they should have at least had, like, Bad Bunny and Knoxville go at it.
That would have been fun.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the two celebrities.
Yeah,
it's Shane. You know, he's going to get over mainly on Drew before Drew takes him out.
So we are looking right now at Otis, Big E.
Are we at 28, by the way?
I believe 28 is the next number coming out. Shane McMahon, Big E, Drew McIntyre, Otis Riddle, and Bad Bunny are currently in the ring. And 29, excuse me. We're at 29. And that 29th entrant is Randy Orton, who's taking his time to head up to the ring. So Randy Orton into the Royal Rumble.
I'd rather see Lesnar lay out Orton and then Lesnar take his spot. But that would... Oh, boy, RK-Bro, they're going to team up.
Oh, so we'll see if Lesnar is entrant number 30 in just a matter of minutes here.
Well, could he be number 31? You know, it's kind of like he wasn't in the Money in the Bank, but he somehow won it.
You never know in the WWE.
Yeah.
So Randy Orton already banging people around. Of course, I'm Mark Hoke along with Joe DeFalco as we... roll on through on the Mark Hoke Show, the number one professional wrestling show in Las Vegas, and the Royal Rumble going on right now. So Joe and I are kind of providing a little commentary as we,
you know,
see what's happening.
You should be like Monday Night Nitro, even though the hour's over with, you stay on anyway.
You know, I don't know if Coach Hyde would appreciate that. I wish I could. That would be fun, but we do have the
truth. He's been on for 100 years. They can live without him for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, I wish I could, buddy. I really do. But, of course, the Trojan Football Report up after this at 9 o'clock.
They're not even playing football. What's the difference?
I know. You know, that would be fun to do the show with Coach Hyde and just talk wrestling for a while. So.
Yeah, you know. Well, they might get the quarterback from Oklahoma, so.
Yeah, I know. They're getting pretty excited out there about all these people coming into USC. All right.
See, and as I said, there's five guys in the ring, and, you know, Orton couldn't win it, and Drew definitely could win it. You doubt Shane's going to win it. Bad Bunny's not winning it. But, you know, if Riddle's a guy that they want to give that big push, you know, and now the last one, of course, you know, you already know, I guess, who it is. And
Brock Lesnar.
Quiet.
Brock Lesnar is headed to the ring. He is entrant number 30 in this Royal Rumble. Joe, what's your over-under on how long this lasts?
Yeah, I think we're going to be done in 6 minutes.
I have a feeling you might be right. So Lesnar is going into the ring. Shane McMahon brilliantly attacks him. That did not go well. And
well, I'd have Bad Bunny throw him out. That would be even more hilarious than anything.
But... oh, my God. That's right. Bad Bunny is still in this thing with Brock Lesnar there. So Lesnar absolutely is laying waste to Riddle, McMahon, and Randy Orton.
Yeah. Orton's probably a little nervous. He might get messed up like he did the last time they wrestled.
And Orton is gone. Let's see if this ends up before the show's over. This is going to be... Well, Bad Bunny, welcome to professional wrestling, buddy. If I were you, I would just step over the rope. I would do a Mil Máscaras. This is great. Listeners just laughing at him.
Look at that. Now Bad Bunny's in the final four.
Oh, and ow.
Oh, look at that. They booed Lesnar on that one. That's how much they love Orton. It's crazy. Also, now it's the final five. There you go. Drew's got to get tossed by Lesnar this time since do the favor.
And while Riddle is out, Orton's out. The house is being cleaned. And it looks like...
oh, there you go. Bad Bunny's out on my feed.
So the Bunny Man is gone. Shane McMahon trying to hang on here. Looks like with final three, final two will be Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre.
Wow, a rematch of a few years ago.
There we go. So I'll take this as a well-drawn-out
finish.
Come on,
Shane, take that. Ugh, terrible.
So,
Shane McMahon gets into the final three. Yeesh. And there we go.
All right, so we've got a Lesnar-McIntyre stare-down. Oh, baby, this could be interesting. I mean, we kind of know where this is going to end up, but... but I got to say, the match overall pretty solid. Nothing too insane in there. Joe, what are your impressions of this match?
I always like the surprises when like RVD showed up, Kevin Nash showed up out of nowhere, AJ Styles, who was he? Is he going to get cheered? And the crowd went crazy. You know, Rey Mysterio returned. There was a lot of great moments. Like, Shane McMahon is like the biggest surprise.
Yeah, that part is a little disappointing. But
Bad Bunny's cool. You know, it's good to see them, like, say, hey, you know what? We know what you did for us last year. Love to have you. Oh, and there's Drew, of course. Wow. If I could have parlayed, I'd be house would be paid off today.
Joe, you should have. Oh, man. I assume you have seen that this is now over.
Yes.
So Brock Lesnar is the Royal Rumble winner. And he will be headed to WrestleMania, and gee whiz, I wonder.
I heard he's going to go after Damian Priest for U.S. title.
Well, I think he's going to go after Bron Breakker, the challenge for the NXT title.
But, wow, what a shocker.
Wow. Joe, we had that one pegged. We predicted that last week, and actually I predicted it 2 weeks ago, but, you know.
You were trying to slide one by me, and then I said, this is what I think is going to happen, and you were kind of dumbfounded because that's what you were going to yap at me.
Yeah, well, and the thing was that I said it 2 weeks ago, and then I gave you the opening last week, and you had I forgot who you had said you thought was going to win 2 weeks ago, but we were on the same page, and Brock Lesnar loses the WWE Championship but wins the Royal Rumble tonight. Wow.
So does Brock get $500,000 for each match, and now that he was in two, or did he only get the $500 for the one appearance?
Yeah, they might have thrown him an extra $100K for doing a little extra.
Yeah, I'm pretty
tonight.
Sure Vince don't care.
Yeah, so there you go. Wow. So we're gonna have a lot to talk about tomorrow on the show at 8 a.m. with Andrew Fish Fane and Joe DeFalco from Future Stars of Wrestling, as the Royal Rumble has wrapped up. Your winners tonight: Brock Lesnar wins the Men's Royal Rumble. Ronda Rousey is your Women's Royal Rumble winner. And Bobby Lashley walks out with the WWE Championship. Wow, pretty wild night, to say the least. So, Joe, we got about, give me 15 seconds of your impressions of this evening.
You know, it's probably the first WWE pay-per-view I've sat and watched from pretty much beginning to end. I caught a little bit I came a little late in the first match, but I watched all of it, and I can honestly say I wasn't that impressed.
Fair enough. Well, we'll get to talk about that more tomorrow. And, of course, follow the show at Mark Hoke Show on Twitter, Facebook, The Mark Hoke Show. We'd love to have you join in the fun. Of course, podcasts are available at markhokeshow.podbean.com and all your favorite outlets. And, of course, you can follow Joe at FSW Vegas on Twitter. Guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Harvey Hyde is up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. here on KDON. Should be another interesting show reacting to Royal Rumble. Have a great night, Las Vegas.